Hi, this is Dom Camardella. Welcome to Music and Sound 2020. This podcast intends to be a little different than other courses and instructions and discussions in the audio, recording studio, sound, and music field. In many of those, they talk about the how-tos, they go over gear, they go over processes, and so on and so forth. That market is extremely well served. What I'd like to talk to you about are the intangible things, the thought patterns that go on inside your head, the thought patterns about the business, about the industry, and how to determine your role in music and sound as it is today. Often we overlook the human element in music and sound, in the industry, in audio production, music production, owning a recording studio, and just trying to find your place in this field. It is difficult at best, and it is attractive to so many individuals, however your particular orientation, be it in production, as an artist, as a producer, as an engineer. And so because of that, we often find that people struggle to get established, to understand how to go about it, and what the intricacies of being in this area today. So what you got to look at really is the notion that often people come into this industry because they're attracted to it from a situation where they're hanging out with their friends and they start getting into music production and something dawns on them that, boy, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be fun to be able to actually make a living or make money at doing this? And they do so in a situation where they're self-taught, where they're sitting around with a bunch of people and somebody has seen someone else work in a particular workstation, and next thing you know, you're attracted to it, and you get yourself a computer, and you start dabbling with it, and find that you have a certain aptitude, find that it comes to you easily, and that you enjoy it, and would like to pursue it as a component in your life. Well, because so many people find it attractive, it's very hard to distinguish yourself and to find a place and to actually have something to offer that the other people around you can't do themselves. It is so affordable today that you can go down to the various music stores, chain stores, go online, and you can make a purchase. And you see every advertisement is telling you, make your next greatest hit on this particular piece of gear, whatever it is, X, Y, Z. And if you get this software and this workstation and that microphone, and it's all unbelievably inexpensive, that you're going to be on your way to be the next cultural icon in the field of music. Being self-taught is how we all get started, but can only take you so far. Now, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with being self-taught. In fact, my opinion is that we're all self-taught. However, it is through exposure to professionals, exposure to education, exposure to situations and opportunities for learning where we actually discover the things we don't know. And when we find out what we don't know, then we begin the process of how to solve the don't knows in our particular situation. After we've conquered a certain amount of don't knows, we may figure out how to learn. And the idea here is ultimately we all need to be self-taught in life. And what I mean by that is we grow up, we go to school, we're shown the basic skills of math, English, how to spell, and so on and so forth. But it is you yourself that applies what you've been shown and demonstrate the initiative and drive to actually master those skills. So it doesn't happen by sitting in the classroom, but rather by you proactively applying yourself to the understanding and having the opportunity to have that light bulb go on in your head regarding whatever it is that you're drilling on. Now, the same is true as we march through high school and on to college if we're so gifted. It is the role of education to show us what we don't know and to present to us a method by which we can acquire that knowledge. But it is us, ourselves, that have to teach ourselves the subject matter at hand. And so true in audio production, so true in music. We go to a teacher so that the teacher can show us the right way to go about things. If you've sat at a piano and you start trying to play melodies in the different keys, you will quickly discover that certain fingerings are more conducive to fluency and smooth playing and to be able to allow you to articulate those melodies than other fingerings. Well, the fingerings in all the keys on the piano have evolved to where they are today over hundreds of years of people learning how to play that instrument. And so for a beginner to sit down at the piano and to be solely self-taught is absurd because other human beings have figured it out for you. And to sit there and to think you're going to devise a better system of fingering to play melodies in all the different keys on the piano is really not acknowledging the fact that we are a human species that is the cumulative knowledge of hundreds of years and thousands and millions of human beings applying themselves to the different principles that we ourselves need to acquire the knowledge of. Being shown the right fingering doesn't make you a fluent piano player, doesn't give you the ability to be able to spin off wonderful melodies quickly and effectively. However, the teacher shows you the proper way to go about it, and then we have to be self-taught. We have to sit there and we have to put in the hundreds, if not thousands of hours, working on making those fingerings second nature. There's a book that talks about the 10,000-hour principle, and I find that that actually applies, although you'll find people that disagree with the premise and so on and so forth, but there's no secret that in life, in the human accomplishments, even if you, I don't care what discipline is, it could be athletics, it could be learning how to play piano, guitar, it could be learning how to produce great tunes. Those who put the time in, practice makes perfect. And so I was referring to the 10,000-hour principle. It's not that you don't get some accomplishment before 10,000 hours. After all, 10,000 hours is 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year for 5 years. Well, surely you're going to get some accomplishment along the way before you get the full 10,000 hours under your belt. But the concept is that we humans do best when certain things become second nature. The brain just connects itself to the goal that we are trying to accomplish, be it mixing a song, be it creating a rhythm, guiding a production, playing piano, shooting hoops through a basket. It's all human accomplishment where the time has to be put in a realm of self-taught to accomplish the greater goal in our life. So the sooner we come to the realization that being self-taught is in fact who we are as human beings and is in fact the key to success in life, education is a stepping stone. Education has a role as we finish schooling as young people. And sometimes later in life, we may revisit certain specialists, teachers, mentors, so that they can share with us things that they've come to understand, so they can show us more things that we don't know. And in the finding out what we don't know, they show us perhaps a little window on how to acquire an insight and a new body of knowledge. And then it is up to us to be self-taught and to apply ourselves and put in those hours and that time to arrive at a disciplined, focused methodology to accomplish what it is we're trying to do. Now, you might say, yeah, sure, I've got natural talent. Oh, sure, natural talent and the gift of music, the gift of understanding sound and just hearing it. Yes, I see that all the time. I see certain individuals who struggle with the nuts and bolts of making a mix, the nuts and bolts of getting great sound, the nuts and bolts of composing a piece of music, the nuts and bolts of arranging a piece of music. Others, it just seems to come by nature. But that doesn't void the fact that they have to work on it, because they can get to that point of successful and articulate results sooner, more effectively, more efficiently. And we continue to grow through life if we learn how to learn. You cannot overlook the fact of the importance of mastering being self-taught. So I highly endorse being self-taught early on in life as the first vehicle by which we begin to accomplish and grow our skill set, whatever our choice of skill set. And in music and sound and audio, this is ever so true and ever applicable. However, we need to expose ourselves to educational opportunities, mentors, situations where there is someone who's already lived through it, someone who has accomplished some of the things that we would like to accomplish, and who can share with us those things that we don't know, and perhaps show us where to go look, where to research, to find the answers so that we can begin to study and apply ourselves to knowing and learning those things that we have discovered that we don't know. The blind cannot see, and because of that, they don't know the direction that they're headed, and so they can very well go off in a direction which could be harmful, useless, and not the intention of their path, where they want to end up. Well, let's not be blind. Let's not be blind about our career path. Let's not be blind about our skill set. And let's apply ourselves and be hungry to discover the things that we don't know. And in discovering, then hopefully we can research how to acquire the knowledge and begin the path of applying ourselves to the thousands of hours to grow our skill set. And we can have many skills in life. We do not have to focus on just one. You can be a great musician. You can be a great audio engineer. You can be a great producer. You can be a great songwriter. You can do many, many things and be on the path simultaneously to many different skills in this life, as long as you approach it in a knowledgeable, seeking fashion, so that you're determined to acquire knowledge, to find out what things you don't know, and then go about solving the needs that you have. Well, that's the first piece of subject matter that I'd like to talk to you all about, and there's going to be many, many more. So tune back in, Music and Sound 2020, Episode 1, just a little brief discussion on the notion of being self-taught. And in fact, that in life, we're self-taught throughout our entire life, and give you a means by which you can use being self-taught to your advantage. This is Dom Camardella. Thank you for listening.